This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He'll meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. During his stay, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Foreign Ministers meeting. He's also expected to hold bilateral meetings with the foreign ministers from GCC member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin on Tuesday on a two-day visit to Germany. Thereafter, he'll travel to Geneva, Switzerland, for an official visit from the 12th of this month. The Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff will conduct the maiden Combined Operational Review and Evaluation Programme for officers of Tri-Services in Delhi from tomorrow. The five-day development-cum-orientation programme has been designed for Major General and equivalent officers from the three services, along with officers from the Ministries of Defence, External Affairs and Home Affairs. The programme will include strategic planning and duly anticipating and preparing for future threats, challenges and conflicts. A young male patient has been identified as a suspect case of monkeypox or mpox. He had recently travelled to a country currently experiencing mpox transmission. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and his samples are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable and there is no cause of any undue concern. The ministry further said the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing. The Press Information Bureau, or PIB's fact-check unit, has warned against a scam in which fraudsters are seeking 8,000 rupees as registration fee under the PM Kusum Yojana. It said a counterfeit letter of approval is being sent to people, claiming that their application under the scheme will be granted after paying a registration fee. The government has denied any such claims and said that the letter is fake. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has strongly advised that people interested in the PM Kusum scheme should check the authenticity of the website before providing any personal information or depositing money. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. His name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top five countries for semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years. It adds that construction has begun in several factories for the key component of modern AI systems. Time magazine also highlighted that the Indian educational system is catching up to produce the specialized workforce needed for cutting-edge AI and semiconductor development. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat hosts China 3-0 at Holunboya today. Sukhjeet Singh, Uttam Singh and Abhishek scored in each of the first three quarters to secure the victory in India's opening match. India will take on Japan in their next fixture tomorrow. The quadrennial extravaganza, Paris Paralympics 2024, will conclude late tonight. For India, this edition will be remembered as a historic milestone, as the nation achieved its best ever medals tally. The Indian contingent secured an impressive 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medals tally. The final ceremony will take place at France's national stadium, the Stade de France. The ceremony will feature a vibrant mix of performances, including jazz music, thematic dances and speeches by dignitaries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.